there is a part of a tree here blocking part of the alley that I am going to swerve around. I felt like there was some kind of trickery going down when I was trying to leave the office a little bit ago. I walked to the elevators, and there are four elevators in the elevator bank. You know, you just push one button, any one of the four elevators might show up. You don't know which one. One of the elevator doors had a printed out piece of paper taped across the door, the gap between in the door, that just said out of order. I thought, well, that's a strange thing to put, you know, like, why not just shut the elevator down? If that door never opens, no one's ever going to get on that elevator, and it'll never be a problem. Like, why, you know, why on the third floor of all places, you know, on the first floor, you put something that says out of order, and then they can see that because the door's open and there's someone working in there, you know, or but maybe you don't even do that, you know, like, who cares? Just take it out of service. There are three other elevators. If one is down, no one really needs to know about it. So putting, you know, out of order signs on, I guess, all six of the floors, I'd imagine, seems ridiculous. So with that in mind, I push the button to go down to the basement where my car is kept, and lo and behold, the out of order door opened up, ripping the sign in half as it was taped across the gap in the door. And the light in the elevator was not on. So it was a dark elevator opened up. And I didn't get on the elevator. The door opened and then closed, and I heard the robot woman inside saying, "Hey, push a button for a floor, you dumbass." Which then made me think, well, should I push the button again and see if I get another elevator up here? Or what? So I looked at the ripped sign for a couple seconds, pondered my next move, and then walked around the corner to the stairs and took the stairs down to the basement. Got in my car. And now here I am. Not knowing if the elevator was fixed and maybe they just forgot to take the sign off. I mean, there's no light in the elevator. So there's that, but, you know, whatever, who cares? A dark elevator, that just sounds like a good time. I mean, yeah, I wonder if I missed my opportunity to get stuck in an elevator. Which seems like it'd be fun, I don't know. That'd be a dumb story to have. I wonder what would happen if I was trapped in an elevator over a long weekend. I mean, I would probably use my phone to get a hold of somebody and say, I'm stuck in an elevator. And then they'd probably get me out. I mean, I feel like getting stuck in an elevator is only a cool story if you're stuck in there for a really long time. Like, up, trapped in an elevator over a weekend that kept pounding and pounding, but there was no one to come get me out. You know, like that sort of thing. That might be a story. That might be fun. Well, fun, I mean, fun is a bad way of phrasing that. You'd learn a lot about yourself trapped in an elevator for 2 days. I guess that's just another, like, you know, wacky hijinks, like, television plot, like, sitcom plot line. Ruined by cell phones. Think about how many things are totally, like, not a thing anymore as a result of everyone having their fancy pocket computer. There was a time when I had to print out directions from MapQuest. Or just, like in lieu of having a printer, because fuck printers, I would just write down the turns. Left on this, right on this. And then look at that while I drove. Like, what? It's the ones without the phones that are free. Right? For them, there's still some mystery in the world.
Use a comedian, bitch. Tell me why you act so scary. Giving your set a bad name with your misspelled name. B-I-H-G. Now should I continue? Yeah, you left out the G, cause the G ain't in you. Remember that time you was rolling on the west side? And a little brown bucket put up on your side. Turn that bit light in your Camry in the midst of a real killer. Tell me, did you feel a little nervous? You was in the shadow of Digger, two trap 5-7s pointed at your chest. What you gonna do? Where was your niggas that kill at? So kill that. Holding up your hands and begging for a pass. You lucky they didn't just to get the dumping on your ass. Cause this thing you think is funny is some real shit. So you need to be more careful who you fucking with. Yeah, girl, it don't make sense.
Dodgeball. Huh? Hear him tomorrow. 3 to 6 East, noon to 3 West. Also available on demand. Go to SiriusXM.com/on demand or reach out directly. Backspin at SiriusXM.com. It's Backspin, baby.
All power to the people.
All power.
Let's go. That's right, we are live. 888-742-3345. All right. J45, thank you for the hand clap. Shout out to Torch. What up, Torch?
Yo, what up, man? What's poppin'?
Superstar Torch. Yeah. Exclusive with the homie. What's going on, man? Your team, man. Cleveland, what's up, man?
We're winning right now.
Y'all winning right now, you sure?
Yeah. I think so. I don't know. Last I checked, they was winning. So, yeah, you know what I mean? Don't worry about it. Good.
Nah, I gotta worry about it.
Coming through, putting it together over there. Feel me?
Call up, man.
Shout out to the Bulls, though, man.
Shout out to the Bulls. You know, Bulls.
Whoever won, I'm happy with whoever won, man. It's all good.
Yeah, man. As long as you know. I'm mad the Spurs lost. It is what it is, man. That's that bullshit, man.
Yeah, fuck the Spurs.
They said they gonna go. Excuse me? Yo, come on, next year, man. Fuck y'all, man.
Running up and down the court, smell like Big
Nah, Game. I play. I mess with this
one. Come on, man. DJ Fat Face.
Tim Duncan just looks like a wild Rico. This is about it.
Excuse me?
This is crazy.
Oh, man. He's from Jamaica. He's from West Indies.
Ooh.
He's West Indies, man.
Oh.
Wait a minute, man. I got Ace Smooth in the house.
Word up.
The fitted hat. Looks like a young cadet from Stripes. He's in here doing damn thing. Go fit it on. If you call right now, let me know what you're sipping on. Got DJ Fat Fingers. Who you brought in the building, man?
Yo, what up, man? Yo, since it's Mother's Day weekend, you know what I'm saying? And we're doing for the ladies because we have a lot of ladies.
Yes.
You know, listening to the drunk mix, they be like, Al, what up? Yes. You know, we got a little section coming in later on for that,
okay,
too.
Okay.
You know, like we, so you cater to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We got a patron right over here.
What up?
Yo, what up? What's popping, yo?
Hey, I'm excited to be here.
The drunk mix.
The drunk mix.
That's what it is. And, yo, we drink.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. We drink. We drink.
We ain't gonna have you too drunk to be like, I got my phone ready for this.
Oh, see, seriously, and with tradition.
He better pop that on right now. Just pop that on, man.
Exactly.
I'm scared right now. Somebody go, oh man, Kleek in the building. I see you saw the Kleek, like, you know, like, okay.
Yo, Pete, where you from?
I'm from Michigan.
Oh, yeah,
but now I'm a New Yorker, but I was from Michigan.
All right, no doubt. So let me ask you something. A couple of things, you know, for the ladies out there, you know, just a hip hop oriented joint. You know, like hip hop and R&B. Who inspires you in that realm?
I love Alicia Keys.
Uh huh.
And I love Beyonce.
Uh huh.
And I love everything. I love something from Drake to Britney Spears to. I don't know, everything.
That's what's up right there.
Yes, from Drake to Britney Spears, pretty wide gap.
New York City, how's it treating you since you're all the way from Michigan? Shots in the Midwest.
Yes,
you know what I mean? What part of Michigan? Like, what part?
I'm from Between Detroit and Toledo, Ohio, but
damn,
still in Michigan.
Is that gangster? Is gangster out there?
When you get up there, yes.
So you see you gangster? Gangster,
oh, yeah.
Life?
Oh, yes. You can see it on the, pink jacket. With
yo,
the
your
blue,
pink
right?
jacket is gangster. Gangster.
Yeah, you ever rob it somebody? Definitely is.
Yeah. You what?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, of course.
Slining dudes up out there?
Yeah. Okay. Don't underestimate me.
See?
Don't underestimate me.
You can't. No, you can't. Nah. It's all jokes. See, we have fun up here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, let me see. Your lead single right over here, Shatter.
Shatter. That's
yeah,
it.
Talk about it. Like, what's the inspiration behind
it? I love this record. It's super. It's danceable. It's still got a taste of pop, but it's got that, like, edgy R&B urban flair.
Right.
I just feel like it's one for the ladies. I mean,
yeah.
Listen to the lyrics, you totally can relate to it. I jam out to it. You know,
word.
It's one of those.
88 Shade 405, you know, heavy hitter DJ Fat Fingers, you know, Lord's here, Drunk Mix, you know what it is. We're here with Petra. Mm-hmm. Right over here, about to, you know, put this on blast right over here.
All right.
Yo, Nationwide, let's go. Shout it. You know what I'm saying? By Petra. Let's go. Let's get it. Drunk Mix. Shade 4-5, man, let's go. Mother's Day weekend, drunk, let's get it.
This is not what I tuned into the Drunk Mix to hear.
Seven. you gotta lean back. Yeah, this is how we do it. In the daytime. Back if you ain't.
Pretty sure this is a band called I'm From Barcelona with a song called We're From Barcelona. Let me check. Yep, that is... That's exactly what's going on right now.
Okay, sure.
Sure.
Jersey off because my team was poor and they couldn't replace it.
When I had a compound fracture in my elbow, the friend that when they took me on the stretcher, my friend said, is there anything I can do? Oh no, do you want me to call your parents? I said, yeah, tell them to get fucked. But that's because they gave me that stuff. In Australia, they give me that whistle. You suck on the whistle.
What's a whistle?
It's got heroin in it.
Get the fuck out of here.
We gotta get some whistles.
I'm saying, bro. You just fucking... I'm on that whistle, boy.
I played a couple of tunes on this whistle. Next thing you know, I was telling my parents to get fucked with my bone coming out of the back of my elbow. I broke that, popped that out of the back, and broke that.
Oh, my God.
It was like if just one piece was completely destroyed.
Okay, so you... So you saunter away. You're worried about your health figures.
And, yeah. You know, they come and get me. They put my head in, like, this pizza box type device.
Cool.
For you
got photos?
I think there's... Yeah, I got a photo.
You should Instagram one right now.
Yeah, let me... It's, if
I love your video with the guy with no legs getting into that street fight, by the way, this morning. Very funny.
Oh, my God.
Suffocating. He laughed and laughed.
I was like, is this too early to throw that shit on us?
Bitch fight, scrapping on the ground, Michael, and a guy just comes up in a wheelchair with... he has, like, a stump on one leg and then no leg at all on the other. And
does he have arms? He had two arms.
Half an arm.
Yeah, he's flailing. Thank you.
Yeah, but he came flying out of his chair into the fight, Mark. He fell on both of them, but he broke it up. He succeeded.
Yeah, he did.
He's a regulator.
You see the chick that he attacked? She just pushed him off with her foot.
And he rolled away.
Stop making me laugh with that.
Flicked him with the foot.
He broke it up, all right? That's why I commend him.
Are you still one more Jude?
Yeah, I'm still one more Jude.
For how much longer?
I don't post any
boobs.
No asses.
Be smart, man.
Yo, I'm on air, you know.
Not like I was on Twitter on the weekend. God.
What'd you do? Were you fucking...
drunk on Friday and told people to DM me and I gave them my number and then they called me.
You kidding?
I was on some hammock in the yard of the parker or whatever, just talking to people.
You gave everybody, like you gave everybody your phone number?
Yeah.
So when are you going to give me your new number?
See, that's what's cool about my listeners. Nobody's doing that to me.
They're not blowing your shit up.
Not one time after or before, like the other day, they called for about half an hour and then everybody stopped when I stopped using my phone. I talked to two girls and a guy. Some guy was busy, so he didn't call me back. So a couple people denied me.
He's like, I'm a little busy.
I don't actually want to talk to you, fucking weirdo.
That's weird. Like I'll have people be in town, like listeners be in town. They're like, hey man, let me come check you out. I'm like, all right, yeah, sure. And then be like, oh sorry, I got caught up. I'm at the Grove. I'm like, all right, sorry. Okay, so the mall takes precedence.
Exactly. Here's the thing. I'm an alternate for The Price is Right. You understand?
It's kind of a big deal. I don't know if you've ever watched The Price is Right.
I think I'm okay with that one. Yeah. Price is Right's pretty big time for some people.
All right, I'm still looking for the Halo vest. It's also, you know, I'm
that's
late.
A really bad injury.
Yeah, it was.
You work great. You can run.
England's rock and roll.
Nice sleep.
Let's be honest for a minute.
Wish your mom a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, man.
Cause I'm gone again. Too much can't be true. And I know that he knows I'm...
We're gonna do too much talking. We're gonna let Finesse get busy. We're gonna get into some new shit. DJ Finesse.
that's holding down for DJ Premier. Live from headquarters, Hip Hop Nation is the station.
Doing stuff on the bridge. They're stopping people from crossing going the other way. I don't know why. I didn't see any drama ahead of that, but well, something.
I took it and I remixed it, like I reproduced it and kind of just did my own spin on that.
Oh, all right. No disrespect. I just faced it. I was like, I didn't know what was going on. I think it was the drunk mix. So I was like, I know.
No. It is the drunk mix, but we woo-side on the feelings today. You know what I'm saying? Because we too aggravated, so we got it. It's about the females and the
yes,
mamas.
Yes, justify.
And we got a special segment later on where we got Milks Gone Crazy. We got the Milks Gone Crazy mix, so stay tuned for that. Yeah, it's going to be real wild later on. Yeah, so it's real crazy. So, yo, next caller, let's go. Drunk mix, what you sipping on? What up? That's it? All right, cool. Oh, yeah, because the other guy was crazy. Yeah, I really see the blinking light right there. Yeah, he's nuts, man. So, yeah, so let me ask you something. Okay. So, like, where can we catch you?
I want everybody to go follow me on Instagram. That's PAYTRA_. And I'm actually dropping an entire tribute to Alicia Keys this for Mother's Day.
It's about time someone issued a tribute to Alicia Keys, that classic artist that's been doing it for just decades and decades, this massive body of work.
YouTube, which I have a bunch of covers and
Yeah.
from 311.
I don't know.
You didn't look. You're the guy that stops on the drug addict.
I'll sneak up on you.
Oh. You're so on drugs that you look like that.
Exactly.
Right. So that no one ever knows that you're constantly trying to get drugs.
I work it really well.
Right.
I wear it well. See, I revel in that. Because to me, that's like my opportunity to moonlight as a drugstore cowboy. I want to seem as junkied out as possible because I'm not a junkie, but I get to, and I don't want to be one, but it's fun to dabble in that lifestyle from time to time. Same thing as going to the dentist, you know, I mean, it's got to be a rude awakening for a dentist. He thinks he's there to help people. The reality is you're now a drug dealer to reluctant pussy junkies.
Yeah. But listen to this.
Your life. Guess
before
me
before I forget it, this song that I wrote is called My Blood, and the song is about, like, because my blood is out to get me, like, because my father molested me and all this other shit. So,
a good one. I would imagine that Pat Benatar and husband Neil Giraldo are on their way back to the hotel right now.
Oh, yeah?
Eat that plate of chocolate-covered strawberries. I have no idea what's in the hotel.
Yeah, well, not
saw
sure
a picture
that is,
on their website a month ago that one of them snapped and tweeted or Instagrammed about the good vittles that the promoters sometimes give to them in their hotel rooms.
Something you saw on Instagram a month ago, Alan Hunter.
Chocolate. So, man, am I craving that right now. They were in Port Chester tonight. Ocean City, Maryland. Tomorrow, Pat Benatar on Classic Music.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Alan?
Today, you show your allergies who's boss.
Jealous.
Coming up.
What the first lady of scandal, Bellamy Young, told us about last minute changes to the show this Thursday. Coming up. Plus, Rima Weaver already jumping three spots with Octahate. Just ahead.
American Top 40 with Ryan Seacrest. BT40.
Hey, yo, check it out.
With Ryan Seacrest. Number 34.
Weekly ad, or add to your club card on just...
Protection, nigga. Chef. ASAP. Shout out to Mob, nigga.
I like to stand in the crowd, watch people wonder, damn. Think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music, maybe it's a habit. I got it, even if the jazz or the quiet storm, I don't get beat up, converted into hip hop form. Write a rhyme and comedian, every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, they can won't be tame. I treat you like a child and you're going to be named. Another enemy, not even a frenemy. Cause you'll get fried to end when you pretend to be comedian.
Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete it. You compare the line with yours. I wake you up and that stare in your face. You seem stunned, remember me. The one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer. Tune to get rougher. When you start to stutter, that's when you had enough. But fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke.
Which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value. With all is ready, I throw this switch. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
About to go down. Got six model chicks, six bottles of Chris. All of them
get you with the nipper. Might buy you crib, that about it. Might light your wrist, but that about it.
Fuck it.
I might wipe you and buy you nice whips. Mom, but you really gotta ride nice dick. Know how to work your hips and your head priceless. Perfection of the hoe, and I never let you down. Get you flames like the natural sound. Okay, hot hole, too hot to hold. Ladies love me long time like two pops old. Only way to roll, jiggering too late, I'm too cold.
car just got into a lane that immediately... This is fucking dumb shit happened right there. Fuck. Man. Lucky that didn't kill like fucking four people, including me, I guess. Maybe.
But just watch.
Wynwood, baby. No. Wynwood. Back to back Steve Wynwood song.
Madison. What I'm trying to numb the pain. He's That's what you don't get.
He's actively looking for shitstorms.
Yes, yeah. I'm a shitstorm magnet.
Extended drunk mix show on Friday nights used to play a lot more kind of like, I don't know, like underground shit maybe. Stuff that was a little fucking off the beaten path. And I feel like over the last month or two, it has gotten way more like radio friendly. And I wonder if that's because on the other station, it's fucking at the same time, and that time slot is DJ Premier. Or whoever his appointed replacement is while he is out on tour playing fucking, you know, kind of underground type shit. And they just like went like, well, we don't need two shows at the same time playing the same shit. So if you want to keep this time slot, start playing more Drake. Which is like, I don't know, fine. Less of a problem with like ongoing obstructive road projects if they just had big signs up that said, here's what the fuck we're doing. Like, by the way, we're fucking this. And sometimes you'll see like little signs and spots that's like, this is the project to renovate, you know, whatever. But like, you don't see enough of that. And like, if this intersection's been busted for like, I don't know, a month or more now. And yeah, if they just fucking put something in that was like, hey, we're fucking digging under the street because the sewer's fucked. Like, even if it was something that when you were done, you wouldn't notice a change. Like, at least you'd go like, oh, well, yeah, if sewers get fucked, that seems like something that would happen. Sometimes you can't trust the fucking sewer. I don't know. Fuck, yeah. we're digging for pirate gold. You know, just some fucking sign. Looks like they are not even doing construction tonight, or if they are, they are not set up at all to do it. Which is a nice change of pace for me. All right, we made it. We made it, you guys. We made it. Well, hey, everybody have a good weekend. Do stuff. That's my advice. You know, play some video games. Go outside. Do both. Go outside and play some video games. On your portable device. Like a phone or a PSP. I don't know. See ya.